idea.
Good evening, everybody. We'll call the meeting to order. It's now 1 minute after six.
What's that?
Rise for the pledge of the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call.
Commissioner Perkins.
Here.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Stewart.
Here.
Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Lugi.
Here.
Commissioner Callahan.
Here.
Commissioner Gillette.
Ma'am.
We do have item number four, one request for an alteration to the agenda. The mayor's report, he'd like to move up to now, right after this, so 4A, so that he has to go to another meeting.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
In second that we alter the agenda to move the mayor's portion to 4A. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, the main thing I want to report is, as most of you are aware, I've accepted the resignation of the Fire Marshal, John Meagle. The job has been posted, and it'll be posted for 3 weeks. In the meantime, Travis Roberts, the Deputy Fire Marshal, has assumed the responsibilities, and he has submitted his first report. I think all of you have a copy of it now. He's doing a good job. He's got a lot going on, and he's trying to keep his head above water. But this report is an example of he's putting his best foot forward, and I'm very happy with what we got so far. On item 11, I ask that continue to item 11A stay on the agenda. I know it's been a long time, but I'm very confident with what I'm getting from the chiefs on coming up with a new system that we can all use, and that's the goal, after everyone has the same data compiling program. Item 12 that's on there to consider an act and a motion to a new fire marshal patch. I do not support that. I don't think that's something that we want to spend our money on at this time. So just for the record. But that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions for the mayor? Let's see. Communications. Copies of the monthly statistical reports from the fire department, fire marshal, police, animal control, and building official.
I've seen them all.
Yep.
So that's good. Marshall was a little backlog, but it's good to see it.
Item six, to consider an act on a motion to approve the minutes of the regular minute meetings of April 27th, 26th. And the regular meeting minutes of June 22nd, 2026.
Motion. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the minutes as written. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number seven, remarks from the public. Agenda items only with a three-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Three-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Seeing none, we will move on. Item number eight, remarks from department heads. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Bill Blanchett, Chief of Police. Real quick. August 4th is our national night out. We'll be doing that in conjunction with our four fire departments. There'll be fireworks. If anybody's interested in coming down for some free food. Jack Perkins started the academy on July 10th. He is now the class leader. He's doing very, very well. He's up at the academy in Norwich. Two departures. Officer Kirsten Todd will be resigning at the end of July, moving down south with her family. Officer Lindsay Michaels will be resigning effectively the end of August, beginning of September. She's going to be taking a job with the state police. We're currently in the hiring process to replace both officers, and thank you to Commissioner Gillette for being there for all the interviews that we've been doing. So,
how many applicants did you have? Or
I think out of the last group, we had six, and you interviewed four.
Four only showed up.
Yeah,
two never
four
called,
people
no
showed
show.
Up. It's
the one
it's
before
pathetic
that,
now.
A bunch of no calls, no shows.
Yep. So we're next week we're going to do a physical agility test that will probably leave us one. Things are remaining the way they've been, and we'll see what we got. You know, we got we hit the lottery with Jack. Very, very happy with him. So hopefully lightning strikes twice.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Any other remarks from department heads? Number nine, committee and liaison reports. Reports from the fire department. Commissioner Perkins.
It's MOFA fire activity for the month of June. Number of calls, 291. Fire calls, 58. Out of that, three assists out of town. Ambulance, 233. Out of that, three assists out of town. Number of lift assists, 18. The Montville Volunteer Firefighters Relief Committee meeting was this afternoon. The following, Montville, they didn't turn anything in. Mohegan has four stipends, zero tax abatements. Chesterfield has two stipends, two tax abatements. And Oakdale has seven stipends and six tax abatements.
Thank you. Report from the Animal Control, Mr. Callahan.
Yep. So in June, the number of animals that were impounded for the month were seven, total of 113. The animals sold were two, total of 16. The DOA was for the month none, but the total for the year is five. Euthanized none, but the total of the year was four. Complaints investigated was 58, with a total of 711. Bites investigated were four with a year of 33, and the total enforcement action was one with a total of nine, and other calls for service was 45 for the month and a total of 608. The town of Colchester, their animals impounded were one for the month, total of 34. Sold as pets, none, total was 11. DOA, none, total was three. Animals euthanized was zero, and total was one for the year. Complaints investigated was 12. Total for the year was 147. Animal bites was one, and year was 14. And then for Salem, the impounded was one for the month, seven for the year. And complaints was six for the month and 58 for the total. And then animal bites was just four for the year. And they have Basra as well and Mohegan Tribe. So Basra is nothing until complaints investigated was two for the year. It's 28 for Mohegan Tribe. They have nothing. They have three for the year of impounded and four for the year of complaints. And that's it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Reports from the police department liaison, Commissioner Gillette.
Calls for service were 1,039. Juvenile summons were three. Infractions were 23. Misdemeanors were four. Written warnings were 171, and total motor vehicle was 225.
How much?
225.
Thank you. All set?
Yes.
I report from the building department liaison, Commissioner Stewart.
For the month of June, permits issued 139, pending permits 47, inspections 146, active blight 326, blight abated to date 618, and blight pending 6. That's it.
Thank you. I have noticed a few areas that have been cleaned up. I'm assuming that I know that they were served blight notices, which is good to see. Where I'm living, I can see there were three places that were really pretty bad. An old fire, that place is, been sitting there forever. They finally tore it down this week. And some other places that they've been cleaning it up, and that's good to see.
Yeah.
I know some people are not happy with the way it's been going. And
well, you want to get rid of the stuff that makes us look bad, and that's what you part of what you want to draw new people into the community.
Absolutely, Gloria. Before I go on, this will be added into the record from Travis, right? Okay. Item number 10, any remarks from the fire chief? The fire chief's going to speak. Matt? Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. Matt Suarez, Mohegan Fire Chief. I just want to bring up almost 2 years ago, back on October of 24, I submitted a letter to the town council, public safety commission, and the mayor. And I was just wondering if we can get this on the agenda to maybe speak about it at some point or have a meeting about it. Nobody seems to really want to talk about it at all.
What's the letter about? I refresh my memory, Matt.
Thank you.
It was submitted a while back. It was basically, in reference to, our shortcomings as a volunteer department up in our, in Mohegan. And we're really struggling with volunteers. Since that letter's been written, we've lost a few more volunteers. And it looks like we may gain a couple here in the near future, but, it's going to take time to get them up to speed and if it works out. So, I don't know. Just the letter was submitted back in October of 24, and nobody ever seems to want to talk about it. So I just figured I'd bring it up again. See if we can either get on the agenda to talk about or if anybody has any inputs and wants to have a meeting about it, I'm all in. So that's all I got.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Chief. Item number 11, unfinished business. As far as I know, I have not talked. I have not talked to anybody about it, but I know that. Yes, Chief, go ahead.
Dave Nelson, Chief at Chesterfield Fire Company. I thought that I would never have to stand up here and ask the Public Safety Committee about hiring new paid people, but I think it's due for Company 3 to start getting some paid staff, even if it's from 7 to 3. Yes, my membership, I have a lot of members. I have 46 members that are someone on the roster, but to actually have those members come out and go on calls is very skim. I'd be lucky to have 6 to 8 at any given time. I'm sending 5 people out to get EMT, but still that doesn't help me out during the day. Most of my people are working at that time, and thanks for Commissioner Stewart to be down there during the day, which is a major help. But I need assistance down at Company 3. The paid staff are thinned right now. Yes, they are at Company 1 or Company 4 and Company 2, but nothing at Company 3. If Mohegan, Montville get a call, they're taking Company 4 paid staff and going on the other side of town, the east side of town. That leaves the whole west side of town open, wide open. And it's not good. It's not good. The taxpayers on the west side of town pay same as the east side of town. I think that they should still deserve to have a paid staff to go there. It takes 19 minutes for Mohegan to get across town from Mohegan to Glendale for a call. 19 minutes is a long time to wait when you're standing there. Difficulty breathing, chest pains, whatever. MVA, accident, it still takes that time to get over there. I'd like to seriously have you consider about helping out Company 3. I'll be meeting with Commissioner...
Lugie.
Yes, thank you. And also Commissioner Perkins on Thursday to go over some of my issues that I have down there that they can actually see what's going on. Thanks.
So they don't, but they don't have, you said that, did they change where they have paid staff at Montville now?
There is no paid staff at Montville.
Oh, okay, I thought I heard you.
Just Company 2 and Company 4.
Okay.
They're doing what they can do. I understand that. But the amount of calls that this town is getting across town, it's leaving the west side open, and that's not good. You know, I don't want to see that happen to my residents. I don't care what. Okay, fine. The move up got canceled. The paid staff are up at Oakdale. Okay, Oakdale has a little bit more call volume than Chesterfield has, but still, the east side of town is getting a lot more, and it's taking the paid staff over there, and it's just leaving it open. You can see by the runs. I give a monthly report to the mayor. I've given him since January. On our response times, on our responses, our people that we have. Yes, there's paid staff up at Oakdale, but still, on an accident scene on a rollover, it took 13 minutes to get to the scene. And it was just myself and one fire police at a rollover. My members are working, yes. But on the weekend, some of them still work. And it's just, I have people, but they're not MRTs or EMTs. To go out and help. My ambulance sometimes just sit inside there. Myself is the only one that's going out. I asked Montville, is any call-ins or anybody I am responding? No. So I go. That's the most important thing. I don't care what if it's red, white, yellow, blue, green. I don't care the color of the ambulance. Or the people that are coming to help, to assist.
So you're not looking to take away from the existing paid that are in fire in the companies 2 and 4. You're just looking for additional.
Yes.
I should say you're looking for it. You're thinking you need additional.
What we have out because they're needed. They're needed, but I think a couple of more is also needed too. It's about time that you know Chesterfield at least get some paid staff. We had it, then we lose it. We have it, then we lose it. It's, you know, if I had a magic ball about volunteerism, I wouldn't be standing here. I'd be going around the world, and I'd be retiring in probably 2 weeks to help it. But I've tried putting stuff out for the people. We have an EMS drive going out soon with flyers. We have people up at the farmer's market. The people are there, but geographically they're in different areas. It's just that mine seems to be a little bit older, mid to older community, and I don't have the people in my area, which I'd love to.
The members of this group here, myself, Chief Stewart, as being chair and vice chair, we've had conversations with the mayor. Members of the town council, the budget committees. The appetite is not there for money reasons. They raised up tax mill, I don't know, 2 mills this time around, and the townspeople freaked.
Yeah, almost.
You add on, you know, you add on more, and people it's gonna keep going. I'm not disagreeing with your argument. I've been a supporter of Chesterfield having paid firefighters for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
However, the argument is going to be money. And in Montville, that's always the issue, is money. So, as you stand before us, you also need to go to the town council and bang your fist on that podium to them. Because We can say yes all day long. I could say, yeah, give them 50. And the council would be no. And especially if that budget just started, the new budget. It's going to even be more difficult now to find that money. But you still need to keep banging the drum.
Oh, most definitely. So. I'm not arguing with you with that. But at least a good backing from public safety. I know public safety can talk to town council and say, hey, listen, you know, we all unanimously like to get this pushed through. You know, everybody says, oh, the public safety, you know, this is just a recommendation from them. Well, it'll be a powerful recommendation to the town council.
You know, I'm sorry, one more second, Chief. You know, one of the biggest factors that, you know, that we're facing is the price of gear. SCBAs need to all be upgraded. I mean, we're talking, we're in the millions.
Yeah.
Apparatus being refurbished. And that's why the appetite for having money for this reason is not there at this moment. But that, again, that's why I'm telling you. There's so many more expenses and things that are costing us big money. You know what it costs just to get one guy in a set of gear and trained is $5,000, easy. One guy.
Oh, that. Yeah. You got the SCBA easy. Packs are which about $80,000. You got a ladder truck that's 2.5 mil, and that got pushed off a couple of years, so guess what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's going to be even more than that. You know, Chief Murphy, you know, with due respect, you know how much it costs. And I'm pretty sure past Chief Stewart knows how much it costs for that.
No, I remember being on the group that started the original first
pieces.
Four, but we had to go just to get four guys. It was a lot just to get four people to work.
Yeah, you know, now we lost the fire marshal. The assistant fire, deputy fire marshal is taking over. Well, you know, there's words of having a chief in town, another chief in town. That's money wasted right there as far as having a chief in town. You know, between the four chiefs, I think we can handle what we need to handle with the paid staff. You know, we're having talks with the paid staff. It's going good. It's not like it used to be, but at least we're talking and getting together to try to find...
And we should.
...neutral ground to work together. Yep. We worked together before. Why can't we work together now?
Did you have something you want to say, Chief?
Well, I just wanted to say that two items. One is the we've talked about this item 11A, the policy to systemize and retain firefighter data. That we've been asking for the numbers of people responding. We need that. That's the stuff that we need to have to back up the idea of hiring more people. If you go to a call and there's only four people there when you should have 10 people,
exactly.
That's the stuff you need to put on paper. That also
getting that in from January 1st of 2026 when I became chief.
Right, and that's also the stuff that we need to justify the idea of getting more turnout gear. I mean, we buy turnout gear, but why are we buying turnout gear if we don't have the people to wear the turnout gear? So that's why you need the people numbers here. The other item is, based on the meeting that was held this past week, and you were there, the discussion about the development on Route 32 just up the street from Mohegan Firehouse. I mean, they're saying it's going to bring in $500,000 minimum, and you know, who knows what the actual numbers are going to be, but they sound good, and if that happens, we still have to bang the drums to make sure that we get a portion of that, that we don't just turn that over to something else.
Turn over to the finance committee for misappropriating or whatever, and we don't get to see it. You know, that seems like the fire department always gets that.
Well, again, you have to keep putting the information out there that shows we need this information. We need this equipment, and here's why we need it.
Yep, and that has been done. As far as Company 3 has been done, that information has been emailed to the mayor himself. Maybe the mayor can get behind it.
Well, if you're gonna send stuff to the mayor, you should be sending it to the commission as well.
I could do that.
That's where it should.
That's not a problem. I don't have an issue at all sending.
I mean, the mayor has a great idea, but he also needs the backing from the commissions and whatever. So it has to come from multiple fronts.
Okay, so is it the Commissioner Murphy? You want me to send that to you,
or the fire liaison? Yeah. Which I passed the
report
to.
If you send it to Karen, she can send it.
Karen's our liaison to the fire department, so that's where it goes.
So I will attach it and send it to you also.
And that was what the email was based off the last meeting we had here, is the numbers.
Yes.
And we talked about that as well. Can we put on, or can we, and when I say we, I mean you, contact the finance department and ask them how much will it be to clothe equipment a firefighter today, in today's world, 2026, how much will it cost for one person?
Well, I mean,
it's Matt, you guys must know what that outfit of fully. I mean, it's we're all close.
I can give you rough numbers, but I don't have exact.
No, I know, but that's all I'm asking.
In all honesty, the town's been buying turnout gear. We have not. So last time I bought a set, it was like $3,200. But it's been quite a bit. Yep. You know, it's been a couple years.
For a paid person.
They get the same gear we do.
Well, they get a lot more than we do.
Well,
they get two sets of gear. They get their Class A's, their Class B's. They get, you know.
No, but I was saying the gear is basically the same. So. The protective gear. Well, they're getting two sets, and they get a Class A.
But that was just part of it. I mean, I can contact the finance department if you want. I want to know if we were to hire.
What is the bottom line?
How much does it cost for this firefighter to get hired in the town, which includes their benefits?
And everything. I can get that for you.
Please, because that's real numbers.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to.
Go ahead, Matt.
So when it comes to the numbers, it's my understanding that the numbers, these quarterly meetings that we have for the stipend, I mean, those are the numbers. We got names and the amount of calls that people have gone to, and if you look at it, people only needed, as busy as we are in our district, most people only needed 7 calls to qualify for for the stipend program. So that's, I mean, I got 4 people qualify out of my department. So those are the numbers. I mean, those are real numbers. And I submit it every quarter. I don't break it down every month, you know, but so-and-so made 1 call. You know, the person that makes 1 call, I don't even factor into, you know, reporting to you guys, because they were probably at the station when the call came in. But that quarterly report, I mean, we submit it every month. It has a list of names, the amount of calls they did. So, I don't know, but that's all I got on that.
Thank you. But that's not public knowledge. That will not be passed out to public safety. That was asked for. They know that who qualifies, how many qualify, but it doesn't say that's within a quarter. You had 2 people qualified within a quarter, so did some people, because you have to do a percentage, correct?
Right.
So maybe January, you had enough, but they didn't make that quarter, so they didn't. They're not on that list. Monthly report that you send in, you say how many calls and how many volunteers come out. That's what they're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, I send that in. Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't list the individual names on my monthly.
We don't. So. It's
okay.
No.
No. Right. I'm not. If you volunteer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you have to submit that in order for them to get the stipend.
Right.
And
tech. And we used to read it out loud at that quarterly meeting. I don't know why we don't anymore.
Because I just.
You know, we used to read it out, you know, everybody that qualified for the stipend, their name got read off. I don't know why that stopped, but now we just say, Mohegan 4.
Well, because it wasn't sheriffs. They were looking for alternative motive, trying to figure out who's doing what.
But. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't have a problem giving you guys whatever data you want from Mohegan. If it's a legit request, I'll give it up.
I didn't know you were giving it to the mayor. That would be exactly handed in with your normal, as Mohegan does.
You know,
then we can pass that out.
The mayor, as I could send to you, too, since January 1st, 2026, is giving you that. I know monthly it changes. January, February, March, April, May, June, and then so on till December. Some months you get more members. Some months you get less members. It just seems to be going in a wave like that.
But it is Commissioner Stewart indicated is you need the numbers. You stood up here and said we need more paid.
Yes, we need. You
as a chief volunteer chief said we don't have many volunteers out there today.
We don't on any of these companies. It just seems that Oakdale has more. Because they're in a different geographical area. You know, the east side is more industrial and commercial. You got Oakdale up on the hill. You know, they're around major developments. Mohegan is also over in the commercial area. Montville, the same thing. Chesterfield, you know, some people call us farmlanders or whatever you want to call them. But we don't have the amount of people that Oakdale has.
Now,
Oakdale has a lot more members than we have, active.
Didn't somebody go to town council and requested that, and they sent it back to us? Did I misunderstand?
No, not yet. I have not yet gone to the town council, but I will be going to the town council.
Or maybe it was the previous fire marshal went to the town.
Possibly, yes, because most of the information from the fire departments were going through the fire marshal, and the same thing with the fire department budgets. Went through the fire marshal instead of individual departments submitting them like we used to do. I don't think the town council wants to hear how much it costs to run a fire department. No. They're eye-awakening rudeness.
Yeah, that's another meeting.
Plus.
They're aware of it.
One department, not four.
Well, they are, Chief Stewart's correct, they are aware of how much we have, because I know for a fact that they have taken and gotten records from the federal government on Medicare payments, ambulance money being spent, and the town is entitled to know it, and every taxpayer is entitled to know how much money each one of our fire departments make, because we take federal money, and it's open, and the town, and I do know that they have gotten those records. They know what it costs us.
Yeah.
They know what we're making on our ambulances and all that. But the thing that they don't really understand is the expense of it. They all see the income side of it. But nobody realizes the expense that it costs to keep these ambulances running. It's huge.
Very
a lot
expensive.
Of money. And we use a lot of our ambulance money to cover heat and electricity because the town doesn't give us the money.
Yep.
But and rightfully so. The ambulance is there. The door is open 15 times a day for them going out. The lights are coming on. They're, you know,
exactly.
They share a cost. We, and I know, I can't say I know now, but when I was chief, that was all on record what our ambulance paid, and the town knew, because it's not fair that the town doesn't know. If the ambulance is raising money or charging, and they're putting in $30,000 a year towards heat, light, equipment. If the town fathers don't know, shame on us, because when you go to ask, they're going to be like, what? You're spending how much? Because we don't tell them. We used to keep all that stuff secret because we were our own entity and our own business. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Everything has to be out in the open, especially with finances.
Yeah.
Especially with finances.
Yep.
Chief, anything else?
No.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute, Chief Nelson. The next item up here is update to the fire company radio system.
As far as I know about the radio system, it's still on track. They went back to, Chief Messier went back to the company, and they found an issue with what was going wrong with the radios. And as soon as they get that problem remedied, we are in track to get the new radios. They're going to give us newer radios, I think it's the 9,000s instead of the 8,000s, in place of the other radios. But yes, you know, that's a major price concern with the town is communications. If that tower goes down again, sorry, you know, might as well just do a cup and a string, you know, because that's basically what it turned out like last time.
Well, the last I heard is the person that was in charge of the radios for the state that was dragging his feet on this has been gone.
That was the old thing, but now since Chief Messier has gotten a hold of the people that actually doing the radios for the state, we're working with them a little bit better now. And the same thing with another person that's getting involved, which he's heavily into the
The federal government gave the canteen a radio so we could talk to everybody, and nobody's on the radio. I got a radio that's a $5,000 radio, can't talk to anybody.
So hopefully soon. I am hoping soon that we can get them. But again, it's going back to the town council to put more money aside. You know, it's almost going to be $800 to $1 million for the radio.
I think they have money already. I think there is money already aside for that.
$350. Yeah. And that's just equipping the trucks that we have right now. You know, it's.
But those were going to be portable radios, right? You're not going to just, because say you have 7 trucks down there, you don't need 7 radios in those trucks. Because not all of them come out. You were going to take, like, if you went into one truck, you would take it and go into that truck.
The most important ones are going to get the mobile radios first, and the chief and the assistant, if there is an assistant.
I understand the personnel
gets it. That will
get
a portable radio. But the equipment has to have the radio. And then we need good radios to work behind that scene, because you got your 2 in and 2 out. So you need the portables for the people that are going into the fires or accident scenes or whatever. They need good communications, not just an engine showing up, because the person that's inside the building or at the accident scene can't run from that scene into a vehicle to get on the radio to radio back to dispatch what's going on. It has to go through certain channels. It's just not just the vehicle you need. It's just like the police running back to their car because they need more backup. When they could say, I need backup right there when he's standing there or protecting himself. You know, you still need portable radios, too, for the membership.
The active
membership.
It would
be nice to get, you know, it would be nice to have somebody dedicated at the truck working that radio all the time, but that doesn't happen. So you have the chief, and you send the Indians out. The Indians radio back to the chief. The chief radios back to the dispatch to let them know what's going on.
But active members.
I'll explain all that to you Thursday. You'll get a crash course Thursday on that.
Are you having supper?
Yeah.
I just get it.
I think the Public Safety Committee's got a little bit more money in hand than I do. But we'll talk about that.
Just kidding.
Thank you, Chief. Item number 12, new business, to consider an act on a motion concerning the fire marshal's patch.
Well, considering, I think, Chief.
Can you talk into, I can't hear you that well, Karen.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I can yell. Oh, sorry. Commissioner Lugi went to the fire marshal and said, we'll come back and remove and redesign. So it's out there. We haven't gotten anything back, so I don't think we should. I agree with what the mayor was saying.
You should table
it. I wouldn't get rid of it, but I'd table it.
Do you want to take it off the agenda for, totally, or do you want to leave it on?
I would say probably it'd be safe to take it off the agenda.
Okay.
But not throwing it out the window.
Okay. So there'll be a motion to deny. We need a motion to deny the purchase of this.
Well, we didn't get a final. He was instructed. I'm sorry, you weren't there the last meeting or whatever. He instructed the fire marshal to go back to the drawing board and come back with a new whatever design, and we don't have one. So
why don't we leave it on there until we talk to the acting fire marshal and get his blessing that he doesn't want to pursue that and. The mayor didn't like the idea anyway, apparently.
All right, we'll leave it on and we'll move on.
All right.
Item number 13, any remarks from the public? 3-minute limit. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. Michael Morin, one of the paid firefighters, 117 Seabury Road, Lebanon. I just want to thank the two chiefs that showed up tonight for your support. I know we had the meeting. We're communicating. But the data, we need the data to push forward. You know, we can say, yep, we need help. But until you see it in black and white, I live it for 42 hours a week and then some. A couple weeks ago, East Lyme had to come in here twice for calls, for ambulance calls. We all got tied up. And you guys all get the text messages you see, paid staff unavailable, paid staff unavailable. There's nobody left to make up those calls. So I think the communication's going pretty well. I think we need to push forward. I think I was speaking with Timmy. I think we can have some of our data that we've been collecting. I know some people will say it's from the union, but it's numbers that we can match up against other numbers if we can.
Mike, if you have numbers, lay them out. That's what
exactly.
I've been telling you.
That's
lay
what I told Timmy. I
and let somebody dispute them.
Yep. We're going to get some numbers in here, and we can go from there. And then the council will say, well, we need the Public Safety Commission support, you know, and vice versa. So we just move it along. And like you said, beat the drum. So thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Mayor, we are done. Remarks from the town council liaison. Not here. He's on away on vacation. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Gillette.
All set. Thank you.
Commissioner Lugi.
Yes, first, an apology. I'm going to miss next month's meeting. I'll be out of town. A little alarmed. We're going to be on to our fourth fire marshal in about 6 years. So I hope whatever we do in that hiring process, we get that right so we're not looking again. Oddly, I keep hearing a fire chief is coming to Montville. I hear a name, and I hear it outside of Montville, which is kind of crazy because I would hope that we would have those conversations here. I have been meeting with the fire chiefs. I met with Chief Suarez and Chief Messer, and then I'm going to meet with Chief Nelson on Thursday, and I've reached out to Chief Turner. And my goal is to reach out to all the departments that public safety represents so I can get a better informed on what they do and what we're here to represent. So I am doing that. So, Tim, if you're listening, I'm meeting Chief Nelson on Thursday. I support the fire chiefs coming here and talking tonight, and I think we do need to have some hard conversations on the direction and what the town's going. And I know Commissioner Stewart kind of talked a little bit about that dollar figure that was thrown around on that development. Somebody in this building must plot out that if we take in XYZ dollars in taxes, that, you know, this is where the money is going to go. And I think that public safety, if they did the type of development that you hear through the grapevine, the police department's going to be busy, the fire department's going to be busy because of that type of development. So I hope, again, we can have that, you know, those hard conversations, and if we have to take it to the town council and keep, as the saying was, beating on the drum, I think we need to do that.
Thank you. Commissioner Perkins?
I just also want to thank both Chief Nelson and Chief Suarez coming here and standing up and still. I know Chief Suarez has said it multiple times regarding volunteer. I appreciate you up here being honest, saying that there are lack of volunteers. Hopefully we get some numbers, just like the beating the drum, everybody's saying. I'm for it, but it is a number game, so I totally understand that. Also want to just let people know, I'm not sure if you're familiar, that the Montville Veterans Fundraiser is this Friday, July 31st, from 6 to 8 at the Montville Senior Center parking lot. They'll have, I talked to Chief Suarez regarding a fire truck come in. They'll have bouncy house for the kids. They'll have a band, food, and it's just raising money for the veterans in town. And that's all I have.
All set? Thank you. Commissioner Callahan?
All set.
Mr. Stewart?
Yeah, just a reminder to trying to attend the National Night Out on August 4th, and that will be good for all the departments and everybody else. And the Wednesday is the first of many votes that need to be taken or steps that need to be taken for the development on Route 32 by Mohegan School. So if you can, go out and vote. Hopefully you vote to support getting some more tax money in here, and maybe we can take care of a few of these other things. And that's probably about it. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Chief. The only thing I would like to just add, you know, to come up here and people come before us and, you know, that we need. One of the things that we really do need is for the four departments, the town of Montville, to partner up somehow. I don't know if it's, I don't know how to get there. But our recruitment and retention, for the lack of better words, sucks. We, and I say we as a group that sits here, you guys that sit out there, the people that are in these fire stations and at home and that are involved in running these fire departments, our recruitment and retention stinks. We don't have enough signs. We don't have things in the newspaper. We're not actively out there seeking it. There are people who will join. You need to show them the way. And how do we get them into our station? If you go back and look, it hasn't that long ago, one of the proudest fire stations we ever had in here, Mohegan Firehouse, had more people than you could. He couldn't do it. They were 50 people. Cleanest trucks in the world, cleanest fire station in the world. They had pride. They were, all the towns, were the departments were the same way. We have the people here. We need to figure out how to get them. I know the state and the federal government have things out there that they will give us for free. Advertisement, brochures, all these things. It's out there. And I don't think that, you know, we're trying to get numbers for all these other things, but when everybody stands here, the problem is, where are the people? Okay. There are things out there we can do to get them in here, and the four departments and the town of Montville need to work collaboratively to figure that out. Even if you could get five members, if every department got five more members, think about how much better it would be, especially if you could get them to be EMTs. That would be awesome. That's just one of the things. I don't see it. And it was a problem when I was chief. I was chief for 34 years, and recruitment was always a problem. Always. But today, they have a lot more out there for us to use and tools to go after. And what Commissioner Lugi said about rumors about a fire chief, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you're going to see that this year or even next year. I know that rumor has been floating out there about different stuff going on. The town of Montville is not in the hiring mood. They are not in the hiring mood. And every single, and those of you who are on Facebook and all those social media stuff, and you see all the postings that go on, you can see why they're not in the mood to do it, because no matter what they do, they get blasted for it. That's it. I got other things, but I'll wait. Motion to adjourn?
Make so a moved. Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all for attending. Appreciate it.